By Saqib Bhatti, director of the Refund America Project and a fellow at the Roosevelt Institute. He's co-author of the new report, Puerto Rico's Payday Loans. Carlos Gaisa and Saqib Bhatti, we welcome you both to Democracy Now!
Saqib, I'd like to start with you and your report. If you could lay out for us some of the main findings of your study.
Juan, as you mentioned earlier, what we found was that, you know, basically a very large portion of Puerto Rico's debt is actually not debt at all. It's actually interest on a payday loan, on a series of payday loans, in fact, where the island will be paying the island borrowed $4.3 billion and will pay back $33.5 billion in interest. That's an effective interest rate of 785%. And what we're finding is that this is actually just the tip of the iceberg. There's actually a lot of the debt that Puerto Rico's entered into that is either legally or morally illegitimate. And so my organization, the Refund America Project, we're actually going to be releasing a series of reports over the next couple of months that will look at the different ways in which Wall Street banks really targeted Puerto Rico with predatory deals, and really calling on the Permesa Control Board to be put in the interests of the people of Puerto Rico first to cancel the illegitimate debt so that we can properly fund services.
So keep name names. What are the banks and what's actually, how are they responsible for this debt?
Yeah, so basically, I mean, there are a series of banks, including Citigroup, Merrill Lynch, now under Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, UBS, Banco Santander. They were the lead underwriters on these deals that really targeted Puerto Rico for these immense interest rates. So these payday loans are called capital appreciation bonds. And the way these bonds work is very much like a payday loan, where because you're not allowed to pay back the principal or the interest for many years, and over time, the interest keeps compounding, you end up with these astronomical interest rates. And so what happened over there was because you had the situation where, you know, Puerto Rico is a colonial economy and not in charge of its own finances at the end of the day, there's so much pressure coming from the outside because those issues couldn't be resolved in the same way that a cash-strapped family trying to put food on the table might go to a payday lender because they have to make ends meet. You had, you know, Puerto Rico trying to put food on the table, you know, provide basic services, needing to find ways to make ends meet, and banks swooped in, banks like Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and said, hey, here's a deal, even though they knew that these deals would be really bad and Puerto Rico would never be able to pay them in the long run.
Well,